With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The coming minutes for you, and clouds continue to build. Could see a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with low of 75. And then Friday, cloudy, much cooler, showers likely, and a chance of thunderstorms too with a high of 82. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 87. That chance of rain continues into Sunday with partly sunny conditions. Here's some thunderstorms and a high of 89. The news continues with Ian Bush. Enjoy your evening. KYW News Time, 6 o'clock.
From high above the Schuylkill River,
KYW News Radio, 1060.
All news and all that matters to you.
A final farewell to a legendary civil rights figure, John Lewis. Three former presidents were on hand at his funeral in Atlanta.
All activity is canceled at Citizens Bank Park after a Phillies coach and clubhouse staffer test positive for COVID-19. I'm Mike DiNardo.
Despite persistent rumors to the contrary, Governor Wolf says once again the state has no plans to tell schools how or when to open.
93 degrees, cloudy sky in Center City. We're heading down to 75. Some showers and thunderstorms possible on this Thursday, July 30th. Good evening, I'm Ian Bush. Our top story at 6:01. The legendary civil rights fighter, longtime Congressman John Lewis, has been buried in Atlanta after a funeral in which he was remembered as a true American patriot who risked his life for the promise of democracy.
This was as much a call to arms as it was a celebration of life for civil rights lion John Lewis. And in his eulogy, former President Obama called on the nation to fight what he called those in power's attacks on democracy.
By closing polling locations and targeting minorities and students with restrictive ID laws and attacking our voting rights with surgical precision.
Obama told mourners if they want their children to grow up in a democracy, they need to be more like John Lewis and keep getting into what Lewis often called good trouble.
Correspondent Allison Keyes there. After the service where former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush also spoke, an honor guard carried Lewis's casket to his final resting place, Southview Cemetery, one of the oldest cemeteries in the South without restrictions based on race or creed. The New York Times printed an essay Lewis asked to be published on the day of his funeral. In it, he implores younger generations to keep fighting. Now it's your turn to let freedom ring, Lewis said. 6:02, still to come, one group of Philadelphia students will be going back to class in person in the fall. We'll tell you who after we check traffic and weather on the twos. And Kyrie Moses is with us.
All right, Ian, well, we have all lanes blocked right now on the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge. It is for an opening, and it's a southbound ship making its way through the Delaware River, so good time to head for the Betsy Ross Bridge, but in another 5 minutes or so, traffic should be moving there again. Now, on the Schuylkill Expressway, things have really improved on the eastbound side. We had a crash near Belmont in the right lane. It was there for about an hour, and it was taking you about 45 minutes just to get from the Blue Roof to Belmont. All lanes have been reopened. Traffic is still heavy between 476 and Gladwin, but again, things there are improving. Now, we're not seeing any problems on the Blue Roof itself. Vine Expressway, it's stop-and-go traffic from the Parkway out to the Schuylkill Merge. 95 northbound now looking good. Southbound a bit slow. South of Cottman Avenue in that new construction zone where the left lane is closed. You look good on the PA Turnpike. If you're on the Roosevelt Boulevard southbound, the outer lanes are still shut down near Southampton Road. It's a downed tree that happened yesterday, so that's the reason for the backup. Again, you're still stopped on the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge, but the other bridges do look okay. In South Jersey, look out for heavy traffic on the 42 freeway. That delay starts from 130, goes down to 295, 55 northbound heavy at the 42 merge. Next update in less than 10 minutes. I'm Kyrie Moses in the KYW 24-hour traffic center.
Let's check the five-day forecast live to NBC 10 First Alert meteorologist Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. Glenn, we got a decent amount of rain on the way.
Well, it unfortunately may become more than decent by the time we get to this time next week, because we have several systems that are going to be affecting us. Well, the first one's coming tonight, late tonight and into tomorrow. So we have some showers and storms around this evening possibly, but becoming likely late tonight. Tomorrow morning's rush could be quite wet. And then tomorrow, much cooler, a high of only 79 with periods of rain, most of that and heaviest of that in the morning. Saturday, partly sunny and a high of 87. Sunday, mostly cloudy, afternoon and evening thunderstorms possible, the high 91. But then we look to the south. Tropical storm Isaias is looking like it's going to hit the Bahamas, go just east of Florida, and come right up the east coast, at least close enough to bring some heavy rain to our area Monday into Tuesday. So that's what we're looking for next week.
Saw that name, wondered how to pronounce that. Thanks, Glenn. It's 6:05 now. Well, two more Phillies staff members have tested positive for coronavirus, and now all activity at Citizens Bank Park has been put on hold, including this weekend's games. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
There are no workouts or team activities at Citizens Bank Park until further notice. This after a Phillies coach and a member of the home clubhouse staff tested positive for the coronavirus. No Phillies players have tested positive, but the Phils did have a clubhouse staffer in the visiting clubhouse test positive after last weekend's home series with the Miami Marlins. The Marlins remain quarantined in Philadelphia after a reported total of what's now 17 Miami players testing positive. The schedule now is a question mark. The Phillies' weekend series against the Toronto Blue Jays has been postponed. The Phils had a four-game home-and-home series this week against the New York Yankees, also postponed. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.
6:06, the Philadelphia School Board is meeting now and is set to vote on the superintendent's reopening plan. An all-online start to the new academic year because of coronavirus changed from a hybrid in-person digital return after a lot of criticism from parents, principals, teachers. One group of Philadelphia students, though, will be going back to the classroom in person. Our City Hall Bureau Chief, KYW's Pat Loeb, reports it's pre-K. Despite the slow but consistent increase in the number of new coronavirus cases in the city.
We just can't allow the pandemic to take safe, quality learning experiences away from our children, especially at the most critical stage in their development.
Mayor Jim Kenney says enrollment is open for 3,300 seats at 130 locations with new safety measures in place, including masks, social distancing, new cleaning protocols, and a COVID-19 preparedness plan. Health Commissioner Tom Farley still discourages play dates among children, but supports reopening pre-K because of its educational mission. Dr. Farley says the city has seen improvement in compliance with the mask requirement. Monitors have been posted at SEPTA stations and outside retail stores to measure what percent of people are wearing masks, and it's gone from 60% at the start of the effort in June to currently 76%.
Most residents are doing the right thing, but not quite enough. I would love to have it be at 90%. So we just need to get the people who are not quite doing this yet to be using masks.
Dr. Farley says he's encouraged by the falling number of new cases in the U.S. overall and hopes the decline will soon follow in Philadelphia. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.
So that's the city. Across the suburbs in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf says the decision of how and when schools reopen is up to the local boards. Our suburban bureau chief, KYW's Jim Melwert, has that story.
Governor Wolf says decisions regarding reopening are best left to individual school districts.
How they open, when they open, it's up to them to decide how they're going to do all kinds of things.
But some school administrators say the open-ended guidance is either too vague or sometimes conflicting. Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arkush notes school administrators are in a tough spot, not only trying to figure out how to provide education, but also making sure students have access to a nurse or screening for possible abuse or making sure vulnerable staff have options to stay safe.
All of this is coming together in a very, very complicated situation.
Arkush says she and the county's Office of Public Health have met with many districts and continue to offer their help. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.
To New Jersey now, where it appears the state's largest teachers union is on the same page with Governor Murphy when it comes to the basics of resuming classes in the fall. up to a point, at least, as we hear from our South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Both the New Jersey Education Association and the governor put health and safety at the top of their priority list, but it's left to districts to make sure that classroom instruction, if offered, meets that standard. NJEA President Marie Bliston isn't sure that many districts can get that done by around Labor Day, given a lack of protective equipment and such.
We can't invite our students into these buildings. We can't have staff into buildings that we are not confident that the health and safety standards are in place. So I can't give you a date on a calendar because this is not business as usual.
Governor Murphy is mandating every district have the online option offered to every child. Bliston supports that, although she's not sure the state will have equipment and internet service up in time. There's a move in the legislature to start the year in virtual mode statewide. If a district pushes for classroom work and teachers aren't comfortable with that, Bliston won't say what the union might do about it. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.
Cloudy sky, 93 degrees in Center City, heading down to 73 tonight. Some showers and thunderstorms around and more rain on the way tomorrow. 609, we're jammed up on the Schuylkill eastbound from the Blue Route to Belmont. We'll check on that issue and the rest of the roads next.
For breaking news alerts wherever you are, get the radio.com app and add KYW News Radio to your